Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Get those tissues ready, America. The Notebook is going on tour. The first national tour is set to launch September 2025, it was announced this morning, at Playhouse Square in Cleveland, Ohio. Additional cities, exact dates, and casting will be announced at a later date. The Broadway production is still running at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater. And I think to myself, what a wonderful cast! The full company is now complete for A Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong bio jukebox musical coming to Broadway this fall. As previously announced, James Monroe Iglehart will take on the iconic jazz trumpeter. Playing his four wives, who each had a unique impact on his life, will be Darlesia Searcy, Dionne Figgins, Kim Exum, and Jenny Harney Fleming. Searcy was last seen as Johanna in How to Dance in Ohio. Figgins was a swing in Motown the Musical. Exum is currently playing Nabalungi in The Book of Mormon, where her final performance is now set for September 29th. And Harney Fleming just finished a stint as Angelica Schuyler in Hamilton. DeWitt Fleming Jr. will play Lincoln Perry. Gavin Gregory is playing King Joe Oliver. Jimmy Smagula, Iglehart's castmate in last season's revival of Spamalot, is taking on Joe Glazer, and Jason Forbach will play a crooner and others. Fleming Jr. will be making his Broadway debut. James T. Lane, last seen as Amos Hart in Chicago, will serve as Iglehart's standby and go on for Armstrong Wednesday evening and Thursday matinee performances. Trista Dollison, last an understudy in the 2019 Oklahoma revival, will cover all four wives. 12 ensemblists and three swings round out the cast. A Wonderful World begins Broadway previews October 16th before a November 11th opening at Studio 54. And finally today, calling all great American bitches, Suffs is celebrating the 104th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. The new musical dramatizes the 7 years leading up to its passing and the suffragists who fought to make it happen. From August 18th through the 26th, there will be many special happenings and giveaways at the Music Box Theater. For the matinee performance on the 18th, the exact day the amendment was passed, there will be a sticker giveaway, and that day's audience is encouraged to wear white in celebration of the suffragists. On the 20th, which marks Kids' Night on Broadway, the audience will participate in a sing-along of the first act anthem, The March, We Demand Equality. The female-founded Talia Beer Company is hosting a pre-show gift card giveaway for the evening performance on the 21st. The 22nd marks a post-show flower giveaway. In addition, 19 audience members will be selected pre-show to receive yellow roses at their seat. On the 23rd, Haswell Greens is sponsoring a pre-show drink giveaway. And the nighttime performance on the 24th is presented, per playbill, by the League of Women Voters and will feature a roll call of representatives from all 36 states that ratified the 19th Amendment. The evening will also include a post-show talkback hosted by the League of Women Voters. Suffs continues its open-ended Broadway run. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.